welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And what are we going to say here? We're going to say welcome back. We're going to say, are you ready to report? What has it taken? What will it take to get you involved? Why are you not doing more? I'm still waiting to kind of wade through all the different comments. And let's cut it off. Let's cut it off for Christmas. So based on your input, we will just kind of select out. We'll let you know how it is. We'll let you know what the options were, and we'll let you know what we decided and why we decided. Because I think the welcome back has been played. And I don't want to actually just continue to just say welcome back. I actually want to help. You just hit a blow. I mean, I just want to make contact on that very first line. Contact that will actually get you charged. We're winning. Whatever it is, but we will let you know on Monday, which is just a few days away. Now, are you ready for Christmas? Tomorrow is our special Christmas show. We're going to give you a historical view, and we're going to give you evidence that helps you understand exactly why America has driven Christmas throughout the world. And most people don't even realize this. We'll get into the nuts and bolts, and you can always listen to my previous Christmas shows. I actually record it differently every year. Almost every day of the year when my show airs, it is straight, clean, fresh content. The only time we'll actually replay things is when we actually do things like the ratification debates coming up. We'll probably replay those just because they were just so good. And so we will be able to take some time off, and I'll have a surgery and I'll be able to do some other things to get my health better, hopefully. And so we know, and we really appreciate the prayers. I really appreciate the prayers. So anyway, I don't like lingering too much on the personal side. So let's actually talk a little bit about Rumble. Did you get a chance to hear the show? I hope you did. And I hope that you're ready to listen to Rumble again on the 4th of January, because we're going to kind of rehash the news we're breaking on the 3rd. Do not forget that on the 3rd of January, we are going to give you the nuts and bolts of what it's going to take to get the Biden administration out of the White House, period. And we'll be using the Constitution to do this. We're going to give you all the constitutional facts and why this is all one constitutional, legal, legitimate, based on our Constitution. So with that, because I just want you to understand, elections are not finite. Elections are not the end of all to determine exactly what should have happened. Because elections are fallible. And we're going to get into all of the details. And I'm here to tell you that in 2023, we should be looking at the removal of Biden and the entire administration. And we're going to actually shake the earth. Because if this happens, everybody in the world will take notice. Because all of a sudden, everybody realizes the power of the rule of law. That it's not in the power of people pulling the strings, buying politicians, and paying for their government. No, it is the rule of law and the supreme law of the land. That's how powerful this Constitution is. Anywho, As you know, this show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org, and this is the only show that gives you the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions. So, we want to go through some obligatories, but what we really want to do is, and I really wanted to get into some marketing, but if you notice, I have not had time to do marketing. And that's just because of all the topics that we've been covering. When I say topics, the things that have gone awry because we're no longer honoring the fundamental rights, the fundamental property rights, the fundamental principles of a Republican form of government and so forth. And so we've kind of identified all of these things, and that's what we've been going through. We did do kind of the big picture summary. It took about a week earlier on this month. And in the next month, we're going to give you the nuts and bolts of what it's going to take to make 2022 a pivotal year, to actually take this country back. Folks, if you're ready to do it, I'm ready. I've been ready to do this. I've been ready to do this almost all my life. You have no idea. And if you didn't know, then you may want to actually, if you didn't know that, I mean, if you didn't get that hint, for those of you who have read my book, you should actually get that hint that I've kind of been ready to do this. It was the divine hand of providence that I was born to a father and mother who, one, loved me, and who actually helped me obtain the curiosity and, you know, what makes things tick and what makes things go. But more importantly, it wasn't a coincidence that my father was a hardcore political science junkie. And so at a very young age, my teeth were being cut on discussing government and so forth. And I realized as I got a little bit older, the more you knew about the Constitution, the more you could say a finite thing, the more you could actually make a conclusion and almost end the conversation. Well, that's not constitutional. Boom, conversation's over. Where in the Constitution do they have the authority to do that? Boom, conversation's over. And so it's kind of interesting how it's all played out, but I'm ready if you are. Are you ready? So anyway, we're going to go ahead and move forward with the obligatories. Fortitude Financial Coaching. Please check these guys out. And if you're really ready to get disciplined and you're ready to get on top of your finances, give Gary Smith a call. Free constitutional classes. You know what? Don't even balk. I mean, if you don't know what the price is and if you don't know what the cost is for coaching, how can you even shrug? It's always easy to say no. Oh, okay, I can't afford that. Or, wow, I didn't realize it was that cheap. Check it out. Anyway, free Constitution classes at constitutioneducation.us. Timber Nation, you hear me go on and on and on and on. And hopefully after the holidays, we'll have those pictures of the broadcasting desk all put up so that everybody can kind of see and go, wow, neat, or whatever. Anyway, I'm happy because, you know, that is a solid desk compared to what we were using before. That is a solid desk. As a matter of fact, I spent a lot of money on a piece of crap from China, and I am so ashamed. And I wish I would never have done that. I wish I would have held out. I wish I would have just had some, you know, garbage cans with a piece of, you know, solid plywood or something on top of it and just use that as a desk instead of spending that money on that desk that now I've got to throw it away. It's not going to be thrown away immediately, but it's one of those things that it just won't survive, you know, somebody else's use of it. We have a desk in the family, and I happen to be the holder of the desk, and I know exactly where that desk goes. It goes to a niece of mine. But this desk, and it's actually hard, it's solid wood, and it's made of, I believe it's pine or fir or something like that. But this desk has been in the family because it's solid wood. Goes all the way back to the 50s. And so this desk has been around. If my parents had it, I have it. Now it's going to go to my niece, you know, well, hopefully in 10, 20 years. But the point is, it's that kind of a well-built desk. I cannot say that. And as a matter of fact, in magnitude of price back in the days, it was cheap. It was a cheap desk. But it was built well. It was solid, unlike the crap we buy from China. We got to stop doing this, folks. And as a matter of fact, I don't know if it was actually made in China. It may have, the desk we have may have been made in Vietnam. It may have been made in Indonesia or what have you, because some of the furniture actually doesn't come from China anymore because they're getting too expensive. But anyway, RadioDustCovers.com. If you're looking to get the covers for your electronics, your radio, what have you, check them out, RadioDustCovers.com, and add local. If you are getting serious, you want to create an email listing and manage your email and so forth, you hear the promos we do for these guys, check them out. Talk to Ben Carr at adlocal.com. Speaking of which, I need to give him a call. We need to do a follow-up. We've given him some documentation, and we're hoping to actually start having some conversations with people in Michigan after the beginning of the year of what the heck's going on in Michigan, what the heck's going on in Missouri. And the question I have is, why isn't something going on in your county and in your state? If you're listening to this show and you've been listening to what we've been talking about, I mean, give me a call. You got my comment line. You say, hey, you know, I've been trying what you've been saying and it doesn't work. I'd love to hear that. Because we'd like to actually, you know, work with you to make sure you're actually doing those things that we're talking about. Because if you are and it's not working, then let's have that conversation. But so far, we have had nothing but success. We'll be right back after these two promos. I don't want to bleed into it, so we'll be right back.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so do not forget, on the January 3rd, which was our first show in January, our January's first show, January 3rd, we will be broadcasting the nuts and bolts of how we will be able to remove Biden, Kamala, or Kamala Harris, all of these socialist / communists that have no business being public servants in America. You know, I know if that hurts a Democrat, he has no right to say that. They have every business. Folks, it's clear, every public servant in America has to take their arm to the square and take an oath to support the Constitution. Their job isn't to support the rebellion. Their job isn't to support socialism. Their job isn't to support their electorate and getting money and getting, you know, pork barrel projects back to them at the expense of the Constitution. Their job, and it kind of was in the news today, Rand Paul is being called a hypocrite. Well, yeah, he's a hypocrite. Even John, or who's the guy? I think he's out of Ohio. Anyway, all of these guys, any of these guys, Massey, all of them, I don't have any respect for them because not one of them has gone onto the floor and demanded and read the Constitution, the guarantee clause, and then the powers enumerated that the Congress will have the power to call forth the militia to stop this invasion and poke everybody in the eye. And until we actually start having representatives representing the Constitution in our Republican form of government. Do not forget, a Republican form of government is just not a representative government representing you. They're actually to represent the rule of law. A Republican form of government is founded on the rule of law and the Constitution being the supreme law of the land. It's that simple, folks. It is that simple. And so we've got to start demanding nothing but compliance out of every single one of our public servants. So do not forget, nuts and bolts, we're getting into it on our first show in January. That'll be Monday, January 3rd. You want to tune in here and just be prepared to go, oh my gosh. If you have not heard any of this, and it's been a long time since we've covered these things, and I've actually provided you the speculation as we were heading into the election, and I am now, if you want to even call it a quarter term election, because even though the odd year out, which like this past election was for small little things or governors or what have you, but bottom line, we're heading into a midterm. A significant midterm where the entire House of Representatives has to prove themselves worthy. And I'm telling you, we are gunning for all of these rhinos. Liz Cheney, you can plan on actually watching her never come back into public service. If we have our way, she will never become a public servant again. And it's not because the way she treated Trump. It's the way she's discarded and stepped on and has literally supported rebellion against the Constitution. If you look at what they're doing and calling these folks that were exercising this perverted right that the court had told all of us, oh, well, you have a right to protest. Technically, you don't. This is why they're actually doing this. However, had those folks on the 6th of January this past year, had they actually petitioned like Bob Schultz and myself and sent petitions in. Bob Schultz actually carried them in, and we had other people send them in. We had thousands of petitions that went to Congress demanding, educating them and demanding that they actually follow the Constitution in this election of choosing the president. And they didn't. So anyway, let's move forward. We're in the final throes of these ideas, principles that have been lost because of the lack of understanding of how to apply these constitutional rights that, again, have been obscured because of either technology or something like that. And so one of the things, because we do realize that with gasoline and diesel and fossil fuel production and the consumption of it for transportation purposes, they have created a system that allows the driver to be able to, one, drive and pay for the needed necessary maintenance support for the roads and so forth. As a matter of fact, if you look at the cost of diesel and gasoline and all the grades that are available in the United States, you will find that each state has an added on taxes. They're called excise taxes, and the federal government has taxes on the sale of these different fuels. Okay, so where is, and so if you understand, as a matter of fact, let's look at it this way. There's about a dollar added on to whatever you're paying. So if you're paying $5, then that's basically 20% of what you're actually spending is going for the maintenance and the roads, these taxes that the state and the federal government put on that fuel. So where is the tax for the electrical cars and these green cars and so forth? Now, it's okay that they're more efficient, but hold on here. If they're more efficient, aren't they doing more wear and tear? So if we really look at what it takes to maintain those roads, they cannot punish you because you're using an old technology. It's just like if you want to continue to use horse and buggy, you can use horse and buggy, folks. Get your horse and buggy out and start going down the road. You just can't go on limited access freeways, but you can go down the main roads as long as they're not considered highways. But I believe in even most states, especially the rural states where there's farming and so forth, I believe that you can still drive your tractor, you can still drive a horse and buggy down even state highways. You just have to be able to pull over every so often, but you also, you know, take the risk of, you know, pissing a lot of people off, and you take the risk of, you know, being hit, getting injured, and so forth, because you're traveling on a road with completely different technologies of safety, which there really is no safety. And as a matter of fact, if you want to feel what it feels like to drive with the wind in your hair, get in a buggy. Anyway, my point is that as these cars, as people pile into these cars, whether they be electrical or that they be so efficient, or they're hybrids where they, you know, have an electrical charge and they hardly use any gas, well, then how is it that the wear and tear that these cars are placing onto the roadways and our road systems, how is it that we're actually, because if all of a sudden everybody was driving those, then, now we have to come up with a tax to kind of do that again. They should come up with a tax to ensure that the taxes are being done uniformly. What I mean by that is if you read the Constitution, the federal government cannot apply taxes that favor one thing and actually, you know, punish another. And that's what they're doing. Go look at how much tax they're putting on electrical cars. Because if you become an electrical car owner, that should be registered with the utility company that this meter actually has to pay a higher percentage of taxes, because that's how we're getting the money from the electrical company now to help pay for the infrastructure, the road maintenance and so forth. Because that car puts wear and tear on the roadway just like the rest of them. So we actually have to start looking, and actually we can't just allow these subsidies at the expense of everything else, because that's what they're doing. They're rewarding these folks that are, you know, just jumping into it in so many different ways. They're rewarding them. There's the $10,000 subsidy that they're getting from the government as well. I mean, Who's really getting that? It's not actually the person. It's Elon Musk or these other companies that are making these electrical cars. Are you kidding me? That's like subsidizing, you know, your milk. Certain people that get this soy milk, they get it subsidized. The government has no power, no ability to pick winners and losers. They have to be uniform in everything that they do.
And they've been bending over backwards to everybody that is supporting and kowtowing to their Bolshevik revolution. So I'm just telling you that a part of, you know, our constitutional perspective is keeping our eyes on ensuring that everybody is still sharing, you know, taking and paying their share of how to maintain these roadways, especially now that we're being forced into and subsidizing these green energy types of deals where we've got electrical cars and so forth. It's the same thing with paneled energies. You know, these paneled homes, your house is going on to solar. Well, hold on here. Who pays for the grid if all of a sudden you're only barely paying anything? Then when you need the grid, it's going to be there for you? I'm sorry. You know, we'll get back to this when we come back from the break. Because if you really think about it, it's almost like everybody punches out, but the grid still has to stay there. It still has to function and operate because when you need it, it's got to be there. Well, that means you need to be paying more into it to maintain it. We'll be right back after these two promos. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL. Or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, so anybody, I mean, it's one thing. If you want to have a house that's completely autonomous, in other words, you have no connection to the grid, okay, that's fine. Awesome. Great. I think that's great. Anybody that wants to do that, then more power to you, ha ha ha. However, if you're going to have a connection, because see, in California, this idea was sold that if you got solar panels up on your house and during the day when you were generating electricity more than you could use, then that was actually going to help power the grid. Well, it didn't really work out that way. And as a matter of fact, people were told, oh, well, yeah, you'll actually see how this will actually pay for itself because you'll be selling so much electricity that you'll be getting electricity for free. Well, it didn't work out that way. And more importantly, when we really start talking about taking people away from the grid, well, they're not really being taken away from the grid because that grid better be there for them. So what do you pay? What should you pay for that grid to be up and available to you? Or should you actually, if you're in that situation where you're kind of generating your own power, then your services, because you went down this path of autonomy, which is great, then you should be either second or third level or class of getting your power restored by because those people who are the premium members, you know, the first class members, those who maintained their part of the union of the infrastructure, they didn't want to become autonomous or try to be, you know, gaming the system. And the whole point of these panels had nothing to do with really allowing anybody to actually start selling energy and that kind of thing. It had everything to do with transferring money by using the government till to actually reward these companies. Solyndra was a big part of this during the Obama years. And every company that's being rewarded are the leftist companies that have been huge supporters of the leftist agenda. This has nothing to do. I mean, these people are absolutely hypocrites. Now, they are actually hardcore leftist because they really do believe that there's way too many people. And they're absolutely okay with the older, you know, conservative people dying off. Here's what really bothers me, though. When we start looking at the older conservative people, then why is it that they want to vaccinate them if they're really going to die off because they're unprotected? They should be happy with this because they're embracing this concept of purging the earth with as many people as possible because their goal, their ultimate goal is to have a half a billion, 500 million people alive on the earth at the most. In other words, billions of people have to die. And they would probably rather see, instead of this be a, you know, a coincidental causal thing, they actually want to see, you know, getting rid of the enemies first. We've got to remember, a part of their mantra is the ends justify the means. And if you get rid of the enemy, then you don't have anybody to actually spoil your strategy, spoil your game, and actually, you know, no resistance. Everybody just gets on board, and anybody that becomes resistant, like those who don't want to get their vaccinations, then they have to go out to the killing fields and they get shot. That's how it was in the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia, and that's how it will be in the United States if we don't turn things around. That's how it's going to be throughout the world if we don't turn things around. The day the U.S. Constitution is put aside and becomes a dead letter, the day that happens is the beginning of every nation in the world being able to actually do anything and everything they want to, that they want to list to society and to humankind. And my friends, it is going to be nasty and it's going to be ugly. Now, the Bible told us that lots of people are going to be killed. Now, I too believe, and I do know, he's in charge. I'm not worried because he's in charge. And he also tells us that, you know, just go read Matthew 24 if you want to start to understand what it's going to be like, because Christ tells you what it's going to be like right before he comes again. Anyway, let's talk about businesses supporting the Constitution and not agendas. When you see a business, as a matter of fact, there needs to be a listing, and I honestly believe that this probably needs to be a part of a committee to actually start identifying which businesses are supporting agendas. Any business that is supporting BLM, any business supporting a party and their agenda should be highlighted as a hostile business for liberty. They don't care about liberty. What they care about is supporting an extreme agenda. And so what that means, folks, is we have to stop buying crap from them. We have to stop buying Coke. We have to stop buying these things. And when we find somebody that actually is supporting the Constitution, supporting liberty, like In-N-Out, then we want to go and buy products from them. Remember Chick-fil-A?
remember how much Chick-fil-A was getting all sorts of support from the people. But most people didn't know that Chick-fil-A had actually turned their back on them a while ago. And they were still getting support because it seemed the paradigm was that they were being called out by the hardcore activist homosexuals. Well, it actually wasn't that way because they were actually giving money to help promote homosexual marriage. Folks, we can't allow ourselves to be played. This is why we actually have to have somebody going through the contributions that are being applied in every state so that those things become public. When you start going through, you know, the political contributions being made by any corporation, and if it's being put towards a Republican or a Democrat, or, and this is where the Constitution Party actually has to puff out its chest and say, we will accept any contribution from any corporation that only supports the Constitution. In other words, give us money and actually give us money so that you have an opportunity to compete on an even playing field. That's it. We're not giving you any advantages. We're just preserving liberty for you and everyone. Everyone is to be treated equally. Now, I believe that the party needs this. I know that I am I'm still an outlier. But let's look at it this way. The Lord asks us to pay a tithe, right? Go read Malachi. Malachi talks about how do we steal, rob from God. And basically the prophet says that we rob God by not paying honest tithes and sacrifices. And so when you read Malachi and you go, wow, that's a big condemnation. God doesn't need that stuff. No, absolutely he doesn't. He controls everything, right? He still asks that we sacrifice to him. Now, when we look at, you know, companies that want to sacrifice for liberty, isn't that really pretentious of anybody to say, well, because you happen to be a company, then, you know, we don't want your money? What? I'm still hitting my head on this. Folks, we have to start allowing and actually getting companies to start leading. This is where we need to actually start seeing people, barons of industry and so forth, stepping forward and going, folks, we have to actually start, putting aside these agendas. We have to stop, making it hard for competition to enter. We've got to get rid of the ADA and all of these other insane regulations that have come forth out of Congress. All of these things must be put aside and thrown away if we are to be a free society. If we're to have freedoms and liberty, which means that we have to be held accountable as a people. It's okay if you want to go and you want to commit sin, but it's not okay for you to actually come to us, to society, to government, and say, take my sin away from me. I sinned and I had a child, so I want to be able to abort that child. No, you have to live with the consequences of your actions. It's the same thing with getting an STD, and I don't mean save the date, right? If you get an STD, why is it that we society or the government should be spending money so that we remove the consequences of that behavior? I don't know anybody. I've never heard a case where a person, a man and a woman, saved themselves from marriage. They went off and got married, and they both gave each other an STD. Well, so if you start really looking at it, why is it that we spend billions, if not trillions of dollars, trying to stop AIDS and all of these STDs, as well as paying to end the life of the consequences of two people engaging in procreation? In other words, we're going to take this act of parenthood and the procreation part. Oh, but we don't want the consequences. What? This is just an insane society. We actually have to stop enabling bad behavior. We'll be right back after these two promos.
I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I'm trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. Set the record straight. Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so we got to stop enabling bad behavior, right? I mean, if you had a child and that child continually spent recklessly and you just kept giving them more money, bailing them out of their debts, bailing them out of their financial woes and problems, well, are you doing your child a service or are you enabling bad behavior? Anybody that has had a child understands enabling bad behavior. A lot of people nowadays, it seems like a lot of people really, they think that's okay. I honestly believe that if you do not teach your children moderation, discipline, and those types of things so that they live within their means, learn to work hard, get the fundamental understanding of an honest day's work for an honest pay. If you don't teach your children those types of lessons and those types of things, they're not going to learn it at school. What they're learning at school is how to basically become more reckless, how to engage in addictive behavior. They don't care about your kids. All they care is that your children walk away from your religious dogma and embrace their religious dogma. This is an ideological war. Communism is an ideological war against the fundamental war of, if you want to call it Christianity, against the family, against fundamentals of economics. They turn science up on its head and upside down. And they do that deliberately because it's about control. It's only about control, that the state must have full control. And those people behind the state that are influencing and driving, they're the ones that are seeking full control. They're the Oz in The Wizard of Oz. They're the ones that are, you know, obtaining this elite global status. And many of them are looking and working on the technologies that they can live forever. But you and I were expendable. Only they are precious. Only their life is precious. And I don't say, you know, I don't say this in any callous way or anything like that. I mean, I don't want them to die. I want them, because I believe in liberty, I want them to really understand what the heck they're doing and actually get a grip with life and become a part of society instead of trying to actually take control of society. That's how sick they are. They want to control society instead of being a part of it. And, oh, will they give you the lip service? Bill Gates, Soros, all these people, they're really good at giving you the lip service. Anyway, we need to actually stop punishing businesses. And as a matter of fact, we actually have to start getting businesses to open their arms towards liberty and towards the cause of liberty, and getting them to say, you know what, I am going to, you know, support and actually, you know, endorse these candidates in my local area, because they understand, you know, what it takes to have a competitive business and maintain competition. We have to start allowing parties. We can't be so righteous that a party can't take money from a business just because the stigma of a business is bad. That's just crazy. If a business comes to you and says, hey, or if a person comes to you and says, hey, I want to help you out, I believe in what you're doing, you're going to say, well, no, your money's bad. I could go through this and come at this in a lot of different ways. Bottom line is everybody has a responsibility. If everybody actually lived up to their responsibility and everybody was contributing, then it would be a lot different if we were all contributing for liberty. But we don't, and so we have to start actually keeping track, because bottom line, when you start looking at those companies that are supporting liberty, what do? You want to actually patronize their business. You want to be a patron and go and actually, you know, buy their products, buy their services. Criminal law reform. One of the last few things that we have here that we'll be able to probably cover today, and we've kind of talked about this a lot lately. One of the fundamental basics of criminal law reform is, and I'll just start off with, the excessive bails, or the way bails are done. When we have bail that is oppressive for one person and it is nothing to another, then we do not have a just system. Because if you've done an atrocious deed, you've done a bad no-no, driving drunk or what have you, your pain should be the same as the pain for the guy that's barely making enough money to, you know, keep a roof over his head. Everybody should feel the same level of pain for that same atrocity. We need to really start going after all of these people that are, you know, getting away, the elitist style, the affluent style of crime. How, oh, well, these people don't, you know, have to pay. They don't have any recourse. They don't have any impact. It means nothing to them. They just write a check, and they pay the bail. They get their money back. They lose nothing, but the commoner loses everything. It puts them so far behind. Our system shouldn't be that way. And as a matter of fact, if you look at bail and bail bondsmen, that's usury. It shouldn't be allowed, period. We have to revise. We have to actually start looking to make sure that, okay, it's 50%. Figure out what is a just amount to impact a person's livelihood. Is it 50% of their annual income? Well, no, that's a little high. Well, just keep in mind that a lot of the people in America don't make a lot of money.
A lot of people in America, the average person, go look what the average is, and then just remember that, you know, half the people make less than that. Because that's at the half, that's the median, that's the middle way point, right? So half of the people in America make less than the average, if that makes sense. So, and as a matter of fact, because there's some people that make so much money that it tilts it up even higher. So that's why we kind of look at the median and those types of things. But if you look, let's just look at where I live. I think the average income in the Spokane area is almost $70,000 a year now because of inflation. It was about $60,000. So it's a significant tick up since we moved here. But the fact of the matter is, that's a lot of money. And so when we say, okay, so if we're going to make half, if we're going to make a bail requirement, 50% of that, and, oh, by the way, you actually have to pay the bail. There's no more bail bondsmen. Get rid of these leeches called bail bondsmen and actually allow the community, the churches, or what have you, to come up and say, we will stand. Because why do we pay a bail? The whole point of paying a bail is because this person won't show up. We believe that this person may be a flight risk. Well, why is it that 100% of every case that goes in front of the court, they're a flight risk? This is where I believe if you're active, this is where we need to start rewarding good behavior. And this is how we do it. If you're active in your church, whoever your, you know, way leader is or what have you, can easily just write a letter. This person is active in the church. We're aware of, you know, this crime that they've committed, you know, and that they're going through the due process. And we will make sure that this person makes it to trial. And if they don't make it to trial, then, you know, obviously they'll be incarcerated when they get caught. And so they will stay in jail until the trial is over. And that's unfortunate that that would happen. But I honestly believe that if most people had the opportunity and we got away from having to pay the bail, or I should say, having to pay a bail bondsman, because bottom line, a bail bondsman, he walks away with that entire 10% of whatever the pain is. That's, we got to get away from that. We've got to come up with a way of either, because the whole point is that they're taking this money just because you're a potential flight risk. Well, I have, you know, I have no problem figuring out a way, and we can easily do this, folks. We need to get rid of leeches in our society, people that are taking advantage. And so I get it. You know, they may have served this function, but they have gotten rich off of the backs of people who have made mistakes in this world, who are not in a position to necessarily pay that kind of penalty to make somebody else rich for what they have done. And so, not that I hate people, I don't. I hate what they do, right? It's the sin that they're committing that we have to hate. You don't hate the sinner, you hate the sin. And so we really need to start looking at just completely overhaul, because you've already heard me talk about, you know, these other concepts, and I can easily get into that. We can get into these concepts of outsourcing our long-term criminal incarcerations, that type of stuff. But we really have to start thinking out of the box and going back to holding people accountable and having them pay for the consequences of what they have done. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process.
This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.